Nader has filed enough signatures to be on the election ballot, but the state Democratic Party is trying to have Nader's papers thrown out. The Democrats say Nader can't be on the ballot here as an independent when he's on ballots in other states as a Reform Party candidate. The Democrats also say one of Nader's presidential electors did not meet a residency requirement, something Nader's people say they've fixed. At a Milwaukee news conference, Nader predicted he'll win ballot access in Wisconsin.
No, my lawyers tell me there's not going to be any problem beating back that challenge. I mean, every state has a different wrinkle challenge. They're really wild and crazy. Where's Steve Martin?
Nader says he expects to be on the ballot in about 30 states and is bucking what he calls the Democrats' national assault on him.
They have tied us up in litigation. They've drained our time and our resources. But they're the ones who are going to be disgraced. And the Kerry campaign is risking a mini Watergate scandal that he needs least of all now in the showdown weeks for the election.
Polls have generally shown a closer race between John Kerry and George Bush when Nader is not in the picture. Nader also spoke this afternoon at the UW-Milwaukee. He's scheduled to speak tonight in Madison. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.